Bob Byring is director of the annual Boar's Head Festival at Christ Church Cathedral in downtown Cincinnati. He has had that role since 1979, and before that, he was in the festival himself for many years. Now, his kids and grandkids have also gotten in on the act in the popular event, and he has lots of great stories about the Boar's Head Festival and why you should attend one. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you so much, Suzanne. It's just wonderful to have this chance to talk about something that's very close to my heart.
And January 2016 will be Christ Church's 76th annual Boar's Head Festival. That
Correct.
Is amazing.
We just went through our 75th, I guess you call that the Diamond Jubilee, and that was quite a great build-up, too. And now we're moving on another year, so 76, yes.
Well, that's a very long time for the Boar's Head celebration, but these festivals have a very ancient history. So I'd like you to talk a little bit about what a Boar's Head pageant was all about.
You know, I think, first of all, let me just start with the title, the Boar's Head and Yule Log Festival, because that's a very formidable name and certainly has its pagan roots. But in a way, it has the Christian meaning, which the final festival comes out to be. Because the boar in the old days was, in medieval England, was the fiercest animal in the woods. And so he then became the symbol of evil. So in the festival, the fact that the boar has been conquered and carried in on a trencher is the symbolism of good over evil, or Christ's victory over evil as such. And then the second part of the title, the Yule Log Festival, is an old Druid custom that people used to take the embers from the previous year, light the log for the new year to bring on light and good luck for the new year. So those two together, basically with good over evil and bringing light into the darkened church, are the symbols that drive the festival. And where it started in 1340 at Queen's College in Oxford University in England, folklore has it that a young Oxford student was walking through the woods and was accosted by a boar. His only protection was to take his Latin book and shove it in the mouth of the boar. And he then killed the boar, and that evening they decided they would carry it in on a trencher with a traditional apple in his mouth and all the garnishes. And that became basically the beginning of the Boar's Head Festival. Then it spread to other colleges like Cambridge, for instance, and they started adding the Christmas story to it also, because a lot of these students couldn't go home in the 13th century, 14th mm-hmm. century. So that became a tradition, which then these young noblemen who came from these type of colleges took this back to their manor houses. And so all of a sudden, all of England has this, which they now call the Boar's Head and Yule Log Festival. And the music from it is still the same that we use today. It came to America in the 18th century, where a Huguenot family came from France, but had the English traditions, of course, and started a school in Troy, New York, called the Hoosick School. And that's kind of the first of the American productions, if you will. And it's always done, had been always done, in a dining room, because that's the setting that we have for the colleges, the manor houses, and then the boys' school. In 1940, the chaplain of the school, who was Nelson Burroughs, was nominated to be the rector at Christ Church. And so he brought this tradition, he was familiar with this, and said, wouldn't this be great to do the same in a church setting? So Christ Church became the first church to put this festival in the church setting. And today we've had probably over 100 churches come to study how we do it and then take it out into the U.S. So it's amazing. There's some beautiful productions all around the United States. But we kind of like to consider ourselves the mother church that got it all started. And now we're in our 76th year and very proud of it.
So tell me, what are some of your personal favorite elements of a Boar's Head Festival, the one that you do at Christ Church Cathedral?
The symbolism and the majesty that comes about. And it's hard to describe this until you have seen it. The lighting is so impressive. We have a cast of 250 people, so it's huge, all in 14th century costuming. We have an incredible orchestra that Stephen Casserell, our music director, leads beautifully, a choir of 40. So all this comes together in almost an ethereal setting to make you truly feel the spirit of Christmas.
And you have obviously personally have a very long history with this particular festival. What makes it so compelling for you? 52 years, that's pretty extraordinary.
I love it so. I mean, I would never, ever want to stop, but I can't go on forever. I'm 80 now, and I keep saying next year's the last one, but the thrill of seeing this come together with all these people who give up their weekend to put this on as a gift to the city, which is Christ Church's gift to the city, which I'm very proud of. It just makes it something that's very special. And at the end, I just say, wow, I'm proud to be part of it.
So will there be a real boar's head on a, you know, carried in for your festival?
Yeah, there is. We don't have anything plastic in the performance. Everything is authentic. And as you can see, all the food trappings get carried in on trenchers. And trenchers, of course, are these platforms that are carried in on knights and beef eaters and whatever. Right. So the question, the boar's head, it's a huge hog's head that we get from one of our families, Susan and Joe Lease, that live on a farm in Crittenden, Kentucky. And they donate the hog, of which he's going to be, you know, used for food anyway. We're not taking it out of the food chain, if you will. And then he gets cooked in the same manner they did it in the old days. And it smells up the church a little bit because of the hair, which is always on there. We put two tusks in there, and the tusks were carved back from the original performance. It's our first prop, and our prop that's still used. And then, you know, cream cheese and cherry in the eyes and apples. So all the authentic trappings are there. So yes, it is a real head.
So what are the dates of this year's Boar's Head Festival?
You know, it's always the weekend after Christmas, and this year it's going to be January 2nd and 3rd of 2016. So that's the Saturday and Sunday. Tickets are free. This, as I say, was our gift to the city. We always give them away the second Saturday in December. So that's December 12th, this coming Saturday. They're at the church at 4th and Sycamore in downtown Cincinnati. We open the doors around 7:30. The youth group has donuts and coffee for sale. We have the organ playing. It's just a very congenial atmosphere. Everybody gets a number as they come in. At 8:30, they start calling the numbers, and within an hour and a half, probably we've given away 2,000 tickets. But here's the thing. We usually do run out of tickets, and that's why we do give them in the order that people come. But the other secret is tickets are free. Therefore, some people don't show up. So we have a lot of no-shows. We had about 20% no-show. So what we tell people is to come to the performance of their choice, which is 5 on Saturday and 2:30 and 5 on Sunday, and get their name on a sign-up sheet. And literally, it just magically happens. We've got everybody in that comes to wait.
Great.
We'll get you in.
Great. Well, we'll definitely have a link on WVXU.org where people can check this out and get more information. Bob Byring is the director of the annual Boar's Head Festival at Christ Church Cathedral in downtown Cincinnati. Thank you so much for making time to come talk to me.
Suzanne, I really appreciate this. It's great talking with you. Thank you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Suzanne Bonnell.